This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Leah Marlene says her debut EP, Arrows, is intended as her opening statement to the world. The Normal Community West senior releases the album and performs Sunday evening at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington. She tells GLT her debut EP explains who she is as a person and songwriter, at least right now.
Yes.
The opening song, Arrows, seems to imply that you're doing all of those asking questions, right? Let's listen to just a little bit of the song here.
What do I want to say when all my days have gone away? What do I want to say? What will my impact be when I am too old to dream? What will my impact be? Yeah.
So, Arrow, my junior year, and that was kind of like when I was questioning, what am I going to do when I graduate? Like, where am I going? What do I want to do with my life? So there was just a lot of confusion that song was being written out of. So that was just my statement that, like, I don't know exactly where I'm going, but I just got to let my arrow go, and I just got to go for it.
Is it even fair for a 17, 18-year-old to know where they're wanting to be heading in the next whatever? And we've got 40-year-olds who have no idea what they're doing 5 years from
now. Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the song. You don't have to know. You just have to put one step in front of the other and just go for it.
'Cause life's like an arrow, a shot in the dark. Don't know where you will land, but it all starts with your heart. The view may be narrow, but you'll see a way. You gotta pull it back to let it go. You gotta pull it back to let it go.
Leah Marlene is in studio here at GLT. I'm John Norton. This is Sound Ideas. Her debut EP is December 2nd. She'll unveil it at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington, and we're featuring some of the cuts from that album. Let's do How Do You Feel? And here, this is an interesting song.
Yes.
At least in the song, you encounter a man begging for change by the side of the road, but when you offer that change, he instead offers advice.
Saw a man on the side of the road begging for change. Oh, I tried to give him a dollar and he looked at me strange. He said, I don't need money, I'm just taking a stand. Don't you stay quiet, take life in your hand.
Is this a true story?
No, it's just a metaphor. It's painting a picture of like somebody begging for change as in like money, but they're actually begging for change like in the world. So it's just painting that metaphor of somebody like taking the double meaning of what begging for change means and just twisting it.
How do you feel?
How Do You Feel is the name of the song. It's from the new EP from Leah Marlene. Who are some of the musicians, maybe vocalists, that you are fond of? Someone that you kind of look at and go, I dig that.
My number one vocal inspiration is by far Tori Kelly. Vocally, she's insanely talented. Like, it blows my mind every time I hear her sing. But also, just as a human being, she's just so kind and just such a joyful like person. It's so inspiring in that right. And so overall, just like as an artist and human, like I want to like follow in her footsteps of how she's been able to maintain her career but still be just such an awesome person and like inspire so many people like me.
You spent some time in Nashville this summer, or you have for the past few summers?
Yeah.
What are you learning when you go down to Nashville?
Oh boy.
That's Music City.
Yeah, I'm learning everything. Man, I started going down there spring break of my sophomore year, and I've gone down there probably about 10 times since, which, first of all, I'm very blessed and thankful that I'm able to do that because not everybody has that privilege. But I've just been working with the most amazing people down there and learning so much about the industry. And like, it's just all about connections. And that's been probably the biggest thing that I've taken from my time down there. And it's been great that I've been able to start making those connections now, because the relationships only grow from there.
Well, Nashville now is more than just a country town. these songs that I'm hearing from you, they're not country, but I hear a hint of country in some of these songs. Am I imagining that?
Yeah, I think I would definitely never consider myself a country artist, but I love having like all the real instruments and all like the real production. I don't like having songs without like real guitars and real drums and stuff like that. Although that's totally cool too, just for this album, like that my picture was just like you could take these songs and play with a band and they'd sound very similar. And so I think country music, you can find a lot of those real instruments in there. That might be where you're pulling that from.
The Truth has another song on this album called Arrow, and let me play just a little bit of this.
We've got to talk about this, baby. We can only take so much.
There seems to be a little bit of a samba, a little jazzy feel to this record.
Yeah, I wrote this one completely by myself, and I love jazz, like, so much. I have a lot of originals that aren't on this EP that are more of a jazzy sound, and it's definitely something that I'm exploring, just as I'm exploring a lot of different pockets of my sound. But jazz is definitely one that piques my interest, so I'm not like a huge like theory guitar mind behind all the jazz stuff, but whenever I can pull out a few jazz chords, I love to add them into my songs. So this is definitely one of my jazzier originals, and I'm glad that it made the cut for this EP because I wanted to showcase that side of my sound.
But I have no more words to say, 'cause when the truth hits, baby, it's gonna blow. That's why
The Truth is the name of the song from the EP Arrows. Leah Marlene here on GLT Sound Ideas. One more song. Is Anybody Listening? This, I'm guessing, is going to go back to how we began this whole conversation about your optimism and your idealism about everyone working together. Why can't we live together?
Well, I think...
Or are we here to work out our differences?
Yeah. There are a lot of people trying to do good things in the world, and a lot of people are really making a difference, but sometimes it's easy to get frustrated because sometimes you just don't see the change that you want to see. And like, it's really disheartening to turn on the news and still see all these things happening. And so this song came from a place like of, is anybody listening? Like, is anything actually happening? Because I know it is, but like, it's just hard to see it sometimes. It's hard to have the patience to see things come to light.
When we gonna learn to love? When we gonna learn to live together? Why we gotta just give up? Close our eyes when we can make it better.
What do you think, in light of everything that's going on, how do you view the world, and how do you think younger people can teach older people something?
I think it's easy to get caught up in trying to do big things to make a big difference, but especially for younger people who don't have like huge careers or like huge connections or whatever people think that you need to make a difference, they can show that like all it takes is like loving your neighbor or just making one tiny little step that can just change the world. And if we all take that tiny little step, everything can change. And so for older people looking at the younger people, like, I think it's just a powerful lesson to be reminded of, is that you don't have to go crazy to change the world. You gotta take it one step at a time and do one kind thing for another person.
It's real.